For those who find themselves cruising down a certain section of New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty looms overhead. The 151-foot world-renowned monument was erected in 1886. The name of the sculpture represents a simple idea of American freedom. Yet the statue's history is layered, symbolizing a more nuanced look at society. Sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi's preliminary sketches of the statue showed her holding a broken chain, perhaps to honor the abolition of slavery in the United States. Ultimately, the chain would be placed at the statue's feet, hard to find and partially hidden by the hem of her robes. Instead of a broken chain, Lady Liberty holds in her arm a tablet engraved in Roman numerals with the date July 4, 1776. This is when the American colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence, asserting their freedom from Great Britain with the claim, "All men are created equal." Yet the United States has a long tradition of creating laws that have discriminated against many of its own citizens, not treating all people as equals. A variety of groups, women, people of color, LGBTQIA+ communities, indigenous communities, and immigrants, for example, have faced unequal treatment over the course of U.S. history. These laws have taken different forms over the years and have had a big impact on millions of people's lives, causing everything from unfulfilled dreams to death. These laws have impacted who can make governmental or financial or cultural decisions for the country, shaping our collective experiences. These stories have often been withheld from history books, submerged, covered up, and hidden from the public eye. 2. A Nation of Bondage. A more honest assessment of the nation's origins means looking directly at the bondage, the state of being enslaved, of generations of human beings. Slavery became part of the American economy beginning in 1619, when there was just one colony in the land that would later become the United States. A small group of African people from a region that is now known as the country of Angola were captured and brought to an unfamiliar land, with the enslaved population growing significantly over the decades. When the United States was later founded in 1776, slavery was a common practice in America and a huge driving force behind its economy. Even the so-called founding fathers, heralded by many for their enlightened views, had enslaved hundreds of people of African descent. In fact, during the Revolutionary War, some of the enslaved fought on the side of the British, who offered them freedom from the bondage of colonists. The system of U.S. slavery was fueled by greed and racism, a concept that says that people who are of African descent should be treated unequally, often terribly, because of the color of our skin. Almost 100 years later, right before the Civil War of 1861-65, nearly 4 million people of African descent were enslaved in the United States. The enslaved were forced to live under codes that greatly limited their movement and took away almost all of the rights we now take for granted. American slavery would become mainly linked to the production of cotton in the South. To pick this crop, people of African descent were forced to work in big fields of land known as plantations, now called labor camps by some. By 1860, in the southern states that would declare independence from the North, around 32% of white families had enslaved black people. The trauma of slavery can still be seen to this day in society. A closer look: slavery in the Americas. The concept of slavery has existed around the world for eons. To enslave someone is to claim ownership over somebody else's life, controlling what they can do every day. Slavery was common in ancient Rome, for example, around 2,000 years ago. Unlike slavery in America centuries later, it wasn't based on skin color, though most of the enslaved were considered foreigners. The transatlantic slave trade took place from the 1500s to the 1800s, a period in which more than 10 million enslaved Africans were taken to North and South America. In this system, Africans were kidnapped from their homes, chained, brought to another land on ships, and forced to work to make money for people of European descent. This system was violent and awful, a violation of human rights in terrible, countless ways. Some people were beaten so badly that they died. Others had parts of their bodies cut off or were scarred forever. Women were routinely raped by the masters of plantations. The kidnapping of all these people damaged communities in Africa, causing huge instability. At the same time, important cultural traditions managed to survive the trade and were transformed on American shores.